Good morning, MGTOW men. My last little blender blew up. Partly, I'd say it's mostly my fault because I leave stuff in it and completely forget about it. And 3 months later, when I want to go use it again, I go, oh, all this shit, then I've got to wash it out and soak it in caustic soda, a little bit of caustic soda in there and all this sort of stuff. And I'm quite sure that these combinations of things, plus age, plus it wasn't a bad blender, but it was like hard to sort of get, you know, hard to get apart. You know, it was just, you know, the blades and all this sort of stuff. And because I design things, you know, things that go click and they work, and they're sort of exacting fits, which leads to an appreciation of other people's work. You know, get my fucking camera up there. Which leads to a real appreciation of other people's work. What I did is I had, well, you know, the weeks I was cleaning out all the shit around and underneath the blades with a sort of weak, not too weak, but sort of a small amount of caustic soda solution, and you turn it on, leave it on for a minute, 30 seconds or whatever, turn it off, you know, come back the next day, turn the fucking thing on, and after 3 or 4 days of that, then change the and change the mixture. But what I got was a fucking little Sunbeam blender, right? Now, the main reason is, you know, if you blend stuff up, it sort of breaks down the fibre too much, you know. So there's things that you want to blend that are only just done enough to, what's it, you only want to make enough of, so it's a sort of a rough sort of paste, you know. Because when you get, this is Faba beans, and these have been soaked for a couple of days in cold water in the fridge, about 3 or 4 days. Then they've been boiled up so that there's a bit of fibrous shell on the outside and they're soft sort of on the inside. And I'm going to bag all that stuff up and put it in the freezer, you know what I mean? But one of the reasons why I want a blender is because you can mash all this sort of stuff up and turn it into a paste that doesn't, you know, like I like the wraps, you know, the flatbread, and just put lettuce and cabbage and all sorts of things in there with some maybe meat or cheese or whatever, but beans have a tendency to roll out and fall out, you know. And so by making it into a paste, you know, you can spread it on and it stays on. And the other thing is occasionally I will buy fresh fruit. Now, this isn't a suppository for people who I don't like, though it could be. This is what is called a pineapple. Now, this is about pretty sort of ripe, and it's sort of ideal. And one of the things, if you do whipped cream in a blender, it'll, you know, you don't need the high speed, but as soon as it stops flowing around, it's basically aerated as good as it's going to get. And, you know, that's I might go buy some cream. And, but this is a cheapie, not a horrible cheapie, but this is, only takes two turns, and you've got to sort of tilt the blades just a little bit to get it out. But this is really, compared to the previous model, this is really easy to dismantle and clean. And because this is made for crushing ice, amongst other things, it has really deep location slots, you know, for the fucking jar. And the other thing is, he says, gripping his tool firmly, it only has, you know, like a pulse, P for pulse, and, you know, one or two speeds. And I just go, I can't be fucked. Oh, God. I'm so glad I grew up in the era when the microwave oven was just like five power settings and a little mechanical timer. You know, and what grew out of that was that the little mechanical timer went tick, 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 ping. You know, when your fucking time was up, you know, when the cooking was done or whatever. And ever since then, I've hated it's just more and more and more and more and more programs and variations on the programs and settings and all this other sort of shit to remember when I just want to walk in, say, put it on, say, 3 out of 5 and or say 2 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 and leave it for 10 or 15 minutes to slow cook and then fucking come back when it's done. You know what I mean? You know, and the little bell goes ding. And I've just grown to. I was talking to a salesman one day and I said, these fucking microwaves that have like. They've got like 40. They've got a big row of fucking buttons. My hand like that, yeah. They've got a big strip down the front and there's like 45 fucking buttons. And there's all sorts of programmable options and, you know, just fuck off. And I said, I reckon these fucking cunts who make this shit are just doing it because everybody else is doing it and they think it's a really great selling point. When a perfectly good fucking microwave oven just has 5 fucking settings and a little mechanical timer and it goes ping when it's done, you know. So this is why, you know, I was able to shop around and get one of these for $69 and the major retailers were selling them for $130, you know. Fuck off. Online shopping with wonderful fucking, you know, no. They're cunts. So, you know, so that's a really good thing. And it goes, look at that, it just goes straight in. Yeah, that's really fucking good. Look at that. It's a really positive location, right? And I'm going to do 550 watts isn't much, you know what I mean? It's not. You know, I have things that when they jam and they're running 600 watt and you just go, ugh, you know, and it's like, you know. So I'm going to give this my first ever use. And I'm going to make bean paste, right? Convert this into paste. Let's not break it on the first day. We'll just pause. Well, I fucked up with the recording controls. But that's how the beans become a bean paste. Occasionally, depends on the viscosity, how much water is in there, and the water to ratio of beans. But yeah, little stop. Oh, so you can see a little stop to get the fucking. Of course, it flings all the paste out to the side. And under pulse. So what we're going to need is some Teflon lubricant on the blades, on the engagement teeth, the driving teeth. So that's what it sort of looks like. It's too viscous to flow very well. And glasses, slippery. These dogs could use a little bit of Teflon. They're quite slippery as is. They've got a lubricant on them, but I might just put on a little bit more, just a touch. And yeah, it's not the world's best blender, but for 550 watts, for $69, that'll do, make chickpeas and beans into hummus type stuff. That's handy. It'll whip cream, which is handy, you know. That can do a lot, and those are really good nutritional things. You can do a lot with it, you know. So these are things that you the MGTOW man can do with his life. And a little blender. In the recipe book, the Sunbeam Icebreaker Blender. Now, if you know how to make tools and machinery, this is really good. You know what I mean? We're not talking about 20 horsepower that can turn steak into blood, you know. Well, this is really good. There's all sorts of milkshakes, you know, apple and blueberry and stuff, but this is one of the other things, because with seed oil being as bad as they are, I'm not saying seed oil is necessarily evil, but so you can make soups, toss, you know, half cook your vegetables or whatever. But this is one of the things that, oh God. So it's got traditional hummus there, you know. Lentil soup. Pesto, roasted garlic, aioli, you know, red curry paste. But this is what you... Where is it? Caesar salad dressing. So I can, you know, banana smoothies, what I'm looking for is the actual fucking mayonnaise. And you make up baby food, you know. Maybe this is different to the online manual or the manual that comes to Australia. But, caramelised onion with gorgonzola sounds good. Well, the online manual had mayonnaise, and that's real eggs, real olive oil, and real vinegar, you know? And you buy that sort of shit from the supermarket. It's a fairly simple thing. It's if it's too thick, you know it. And if it's too thin, you add a little bit more egg or whatever, you know, a little bit less. If it's too thick, you add a bit more vinegar or a little bit more oil and or a little bit more olive oil. And if it's too thin, you add like another egg or something. You know what I mean? It's just fucking suck it and see. It's not that hard. But, yeah, you know, making up a heap of salad dressing or a coleslaw type dressing, you know what I mean? Because the humble cabbage and all this other sort of stuff is a marvellous food and it's really power fucking, it's really a power product. But my guest on the seed oil is it's highly processed, highly refined. Basically, and when we were sort of, you know, wandering the wilderness and eating seeds and berries and fucking all this other sort of stuff, you know, we'd only be having like a tiny little bit of seed oil, you know, and, not the seed oil that we were eating that is highly, and it was natural seed oil from the seeds, you know what I mean? And it's not the highly processed, highly refined, stripping away everything else in the seeds that made the seed oil. By itself, it was a good thing, but the seed oil with all the other nutritional good things, you know, that, you know, highly processed, you know, will never ever, in the last 3.5 billion years of evolution, none of our ancestors ever ate that amount of oil in those quantities. Highly refined oil in that amount of quantities, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, say sugar and diabetes, when we were wandering the plains of Africa, you know, once every so often we'd find some wild bees and then we'd raid the hives and get the honey, you know. And so that was a very sort of rare sort of treat and not in vast quantities, you know what I mean? But now we're getting sugar and high fructose corn syrup and all this sort of stuff in vast quantities. It's added to the bread, it's added to the dressings, it's added to the fucking ice creams, it's added to chocolate, it's added to fucking this, it's added to fucking coffee whitener, it's added to just in vast quantities. So, you know, the Sunbeam little recipe book, I'll put a link in the fucking video, but their mayonnaise recipe is outstanding for its simplicity, its purity, and its nutritional benefits, you know? So now that I've got my bean paste, I can, you know, as a victim of my own desk career as a desk jockey, that means heart disease and diabetes. Well, I can spread that. I can put down some lettuce leaves or finely sliced cabbage and all this sort of shit. And then I can spread the bean paste over it nice and thick. And the bean paste is a good nutritional food, you know. So a little bit of cheese, a little bit of fucking peanut butter, you know, a lot of cabbage or finely sliced cabbage or bok choy or lettuce or fuck whatever it is. And the beans add a filling and nutritional element to those foods, you know. And plus you can make, you know, meat patties with bean paste, you know. You can add bean paste to the patties and it fortifies it and it gives it body in it. They both complement each other, you know. It extends the range, you know. So there's a, you know, so beans, peas, chickpeas, you know what I mean? All these other sorts of things are really, really, really good food. And having a little blender helps, you know, helps you make those sorts of things, you know. And if you're keen, you can actually make your, oh, there's my spoon. There's my spoon. I found it. Yeah. But, yeah. No, I wanted to get that spoon, that jar really clean so I could store my iodine in it, because iodine, like the antiseptic sort of stuff, is one of the most corrosive and fuming. It fumes. It's one of the most corrosive fucking elements to be have anywhere near ironwork, chrome plating, steel, you know. It is, it just eats fucking nice chrome plated finishes off spanners, you know, just dissolve. It rots. So that's why I keep my iodine in the tightly closed packaging it came in, and then I put it in a jar in a clean, this is why I was scraping this right out, you know what I mean? That's why you clean the jar right out and you put a fucking lid on it. And you keep your little bottle of iodine solution in there, Provo iodine. So, you know, yeah, that's what that peanut jar has been cleaned out for. All right, MGTOW men. Isn't it good to adjust that I can sort of look myself in the eye and my eyes are on the other side of the camera, so it makes it appear that I'm looking at you. Which is good. All right, guys. Next time.